The Most High rules in the kingdom of men. By Jesus Friend. Nothing happens in the kingdom of men that God is not aware of or permits. Daniel 4 verse 17. He rules the entire universe as at the time of creation. Exodus 19 verse 5. His sovereignty in heaven and on earth remains unchanged after the fall of humanity. Psalm 103 verse 19. Moreover, it is always executed in perfect harmony with His wisdom, goodness, and love. God allows celestial and human figures to play their roles in earthly history. Job 2 verse 3, Proverbs 21 verse 1. He turns evil into good according to His everlasting plan of humanity's redemption. This world was sold under sin and it is broken today. God still gives time to people to learn, understand, and decide to find the way out. Romans 7 verse 14, 2 Peter 3 verse 9. Satan claims this world as his own territory. He blames its citizens for being unfaithful. Moreover, he constantly tempts them, pointing fingers and urging their punishment. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. God's beloved Son completed the human redemption. Through His sacrificial and other-centered love, He defeated Satan on the cross. Hebrews 2 verse 14. He had established His spiritual kingdom already. Mark 1 verse 15. It is only a matter of time to restore people and their planet to His glorious promise. Revelation, chapter 21. Table of Contents. The Sovereignty of God. God's Infinite Power. Dealing with Evil. Satan's Claim of Being the World's Master. The Rise and Fall of the Earthly Monarch. Conclusion. The Sovereignty of God. God is the Creator of Heaven and Earth. Genesis 1 verse 1, Genesis 2 verse 7, Psalms 33 verses 6 and 9, John 1 verse 3. He identifies Himself as God and Lord of humanity. Isaiah 44 verse 6 and 45 verse 18. So, He owns everything and He is the giver of life. Our life originates from God and depends on Him. John 1 verse 4. Furthermore, He sustains all forms of life, natural and spiritual. Genesis 1 verse 27, Acts 17 verse 28, 1 John 4 verse 9. God's sovereignty involves fullness of blessing to all created beings. The glory of God is the well-being of humans. Psalm 31 verse 19, Psalm 33 verse 5. He urges His sovereignty as a reason for His merciful abundance in supplying the demands upon Him. Psalm 89 verses 13, 14, 17. God's law of love is the foundation of His government in heaven and on earth. The law of God is the representation of His character, His standard of righteousness, universal test of loyalty to His government. Furthermore, it is fully revealed to us in the life and mission of Christ. He demonstrated its moral framework as based on the principle of love to God and people. Deuteronomy 6 verse 5, Leviticus 19 verse 18, Matthew 22 verses 37 and 39, John 15 verse 10. Additionally, He declared that God is love and in Him there's no variation or shadow of turning. 1 John 4 verse 8, James 1 verse 17. The scriptures also state plainly that in the government of God there's no compromise with evil. And this He requires from the earthly rulers. Isaiah 9 verses 6 and 7, 2 Samuel 23 verse 3. God's infinite power. It is demonstrated through the laws that nature follows. God has established His physical laws for earth and heaven as He garnished them at their creation. Job 26 verse 13. So, they operate under the power of God. For example, lo, these are parts of His ways. But how little a portion is heard of Him. But the thunder of His power, who can understand? Job 26 verse 13. The creator or author of nature is also the author of the Bible. God is revealed in his word as he is revealed in nature. The same principles run through the spiritual and natural world, love and mercy, goodness and beneficent. Scriptures describe the provisions of the living God as the only means of redeeming the broken world. This needs to be recognized as the orderly movements of earth, moon, sun are seen and recognized. From Genesis to Revelation, God speaks to the human heart. His word is the power unto salvation to everyone who believes him. Romans 1 verse 16, John 1 verse 12. For instance, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth the earth abroad by myself. Isaiah 44 verse 24. And they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God their Redeemer. Psalm 78 verse 35. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. Psalm 119 verse 41. So, the creative and redemptive powers of God demonstrate his infinite love to humanity before and after sin. Dealing with evil. The origin of sin and the reason for its existence are a source of great perplexity for many. So, they ask the question, how all this evil in the world can exist under the sovereignty of God, who is infinite in wisdom, power, and love. The only place for answers is to search for what God has revealed in his word. Scriptures give the definition of sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John 3 verse 4. It is a manifestation of the opposition and controversy with the law of love, the foundation of the divine government. Romans 8 verse 7, Romans 13 verse 10. Satan was the first to sin against God. He has deceived himself by the pride of his own heart, coveting the position of the Almighty. Isaiah 14 verses 13 and 14, Ezekiel 28 verses 6 and 17, Jeremiah 49 verse 16. God has spared the author of evil, giving him time to fully develop his crafty ambitions. This gave the holy angels the opportunity to see God's true justice and love. Satan has also deceived our first parents, Adam and Eve. Thus sin entered into the world. God hasn't destroyed him nor our world after the fall. Romans 5 verse 12. But, God had given the infinite gift on Calvary. The Son of God came in person to redeem humanity from sin and supply his saving grace. Matthew 1 verses 16 and 21, Galatians 1 verse 4. Thus he fully exposed the character of Satan. Christ defeated him that had the power of death, by his sacrificial death on the cross. Hebrews 2 verse 14. The deity was glorified. And the most full display will be at his second coming. Matthew 25 verse 31. God is in control of the fate of those who will choose to be with him for eternity. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8 verse 39. In other words, he has done what he could do to save the world. John 1 verse 29. The entire Bible and the history of humanity demonstrate this. For example, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have intended, so shall it stand. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Isaiah 14 verses 24 and 27. Satan's claim of being the world's master. Satan was expelled from heaven and from the hearts of celestial beings at the cross. Revelation 12 verses 7 through 9. But, God permits the controversy to continue on our planet for a little longer. For example, be sober, Be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. God is preparing a people to stand in the final earthly crises, proclaiming his name, character. Daniel 12 verse 1. Furthermore, glorifying him with their victory over sin by his grace. Therefore, Satan is constantly working to misrepresent the character and government of God. He urges punishment from God on disobedience. Moreover, to hold the inhabitants of the world under his deceptions. He lies, conceals, and insinuates, tempts, mixing truth with error. We found in scriptures a good example for it. It was when Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them and said, "All these things will I give thee. For that is delivered unto me. And to whomever I will, I give it." Matthew 4 verses 8 and 9, Luke 4 verse 6. So, Satan stated what was true only in part. He put it to serve his own purpose of deception. His dominion on earth was that taken from Adam after the fall. Genesis verses 26 through 28. But Adam's rule wasn't an independent rule. The earth is God's, and he has committed all things to his Son. John 3 verse 35, Hebrews 1 verse 2. Adam was to reign subject to Christ. When Adam betrayed his sovereignty to Satan, Christ still remained the rightful king. So, Satan can exercise his authority only as God permits. Moreover, to all of his creation, celestial and human, he implicitly stated, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Daniel 4 verse 17. Rise and fall of the earthly monarch. Daniel revealed to King Nebuchadnezzar God's judgment that was about to fall upon him. It was because of his pride and arrogance according to the interpretation of the king's dream. Daniel even appealed to him to break off his sins by righteousness, and his iniquities by shewing mercy to the poor. Daniel 4 verse 27. 1 year passed by after their meeting. Going to his palace the king proudly stated, "Is not this great Babylon, that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power, and for the honor of my majesty?" Daniel 4 verse 30. In a moment, the power that was given to King Nebuchadnezzar by his creator, was taken away. There fell a voice from heaven, saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. The kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." Daniel 4 verses 31 and 32. Thus King Nebuchadnezzar was humbled before his subjects and all the world for 7 years. He also lost his wisdom, reasoning, and judgment of which he was so proud. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. And he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. Daniel 4 verse 33. After 7 years passed, his reason was restored as predicted in the dream interpretation. Looking up in humility to God, he acknowledged publicly his guilt and the mercy of God in his restoration. For example, "I Nebuchadnezzar lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever. Whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. He doth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth. None can stay his hand, or say unto him, What doest thou? Now I Nebuchadnezzar praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Daniel 4 verses 34, 35, 37. Conclusion. God does according to his will in heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. He is in control in our broken world, which was sold to sin. The well-being of humans, as part of his sovereignty, remains unchanged after the fall. God's law of love is the foundation of his government in heaven and on earth. So, out of his love to the world, he gave his Son to redeem it from the bondage of sin and Satan. He is aware and permits the real historic figures to play their role as he intends. In the kingdom of men he is able to abase those that walk in pride, no matter of their high status.